This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. British pianist Stephen Hough won a MacArthur Genius Grant in 2001. He was the first classical artist to win the prestigious award. It was an amazing thing to get that phone call, Hough recalls, not just because it's a lot of money, but because it was a vote of encouragement.
And in fact, since winning that, I've done so many more things than I ever did before, which in a way I think underlines the fact that the MacArthur's not so much about an award for something that you've done, but for some sort of potential, perhaps, that the committee see about what you might do in the future.
Stephen Hough has certainly proven his potential as a concert pianist. He's also a composer, a writer, and a painter. In fact, his abstract paintings are currently on exhibit at the Broadbent Gallery in London. His hand is involved in numerous projects, the most recent of which is the French Album, a collection of music from the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries by French composers. Well, mostly French composers. The recording opens with Bach's Toccata and Fugue, as transcribed by one of Hough's favorite pianists.
I was playing that transcription in my recital programs that year. And I was recording the complete music for piano and orchestra of Tchaikovsky with the Minnesota Orchestra in Orchestra Hall, Minneapolis. And the piano they had there at the time was just so brilliant and full of power. And it sounded to me like a great organ, a great French organ. And I started playing a bit of the Toccata and Fugue, and I just loved the way it sounded. And I said to the producer, "Do we have any spare tape? Can I just put down a couple of takes of this piece while we're here? I'd love to see how it sounded." And then when I was putting together this French record, although, of course, Bach isn't French, but the arrangement was Alfred Cortot. And it just seemed to me a rather quirky way to open this record and to use this track that we'd recorded at that time. So, yeah, it's a great big stonking American Steinway, and I loved it. I love the ambiguity of Fauré. There's a certain kind of nonchalance with French art in some ways. You know, this idea that it's deeply felt, but it isn't shown on the surface. And I think that quality is so much in evidence with Fauré. I love the fact that his harmonies are shifting around, and they create this incredible melancholy. That's another theme, in a way, to the CD. There are two pieces on the CD, indeed, called Melancholy, one by Chabrier and one glorious masterpiece by Poulenc. In fact, the melody, really, of Melancholy could have been a song sung by Edith Piaf. You know, it's this wonderful feeling of being in a French cafe late at night, and it's sort of twilight, and, you know, you're feeling a little bit reflective, and that's pure Poulenc mood, that wonderful, bittersweet kind of sense.
A few of Stephen Hough's own arrangements appear on the French album as well, including a pizzicato from Delibes' ballet Sylvia that he often uses as an encore piece in concert.
With the pizzicati of Delibes, there's a little twinkle. I like sometimes encores that have a sense of humor, a little sense of camp about them, and I think that this one does. There's a little bit of a smile in it, and then I've taken it and maybe extended the smile a little bit more in places, especially at the end, of course, when it actually goes deliberately into the wrong key.
Since winning the MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant, Stephen Hough has done a lot of different things. This season alone, he's an artist in residence with the BBC Symphony. He's writing a cello sonata for Stephen Isserlis. He's preparing a series of recitals to premiere his second piano sonata. And he's gearing up to record both of Brahms's piano concertos in Salzburg this January. There's always something to look forward to from this Renaissance man, including his latest solo recording, The French Album. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.